Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson in New York and is retired from active ministry. Her preaching is entitled, Filled with Wisdom.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Often a work of art, whether it be literature or music or painting or some other form, can facilitate our prayer, help us to enter into the contemplation of a scriptural scene or story. Ever since someone gave me a postcard-sized copy of Rembrandt's classic rendition of today's gospel account of the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple, I have found it endlessly illuminating, like the scriptures themselves, each time I look at it, revealing new layers of meaning. The picture is particularly apt for the first three verses that we have today. They focus on Anna, the widowed 84-year-old prophet, living her long life of prayer and fasting in the temple, awaiting the coming of the world's and her Savior. In the art piece, she is the only one standing. She stands over Simeon, who is seated on a step in front of her, with the Christ child in his arms, obviously speaking to Mary, who kneels before him. Joseph, too, kneels before him, beside Mary, with his back to the viewer. Bright light embraces them all. Anna dominates the scene. She stands there, wide-eyed, arms outstretched, seeming both to embrace the whole universe and to express her ecstatic joy in beholding the one for whom she has waited these many years. Surprise, wonder, welcome, awe, gratitude, humility, her bearing reflects them all. She is beside herself with amazement, and it's contagious. She leads the viewer into a deep sense of reverence and awe for the astonishing mystery of the Incarnation. Our Savior has come to us as a baby, a child of poverty. This is the one announced at his conception to be great, to be called Son of the Most High, the one whose reign will have no end. Anna, in her aged presence, in her wise discernment, recognizes that the moment so long awaited by her has come. And we recognize something of what she has to offer us. Living at a time of instant everything as we do, Anna offers us a lesson in how to wait. In our time of deafening noise and chatter, she offers us the value of silence and listening, open always, it seems, to mystery. In our time of attachment to uninterrupted technological intrusions, she reflects to us the benefits of solitude. Our imaginations can play as they like with the details of her daily living, her struggles even with that way of life. But what we know is that this prophet basically chose all along to be receptive to God. And we can do that. We too can make that choice to be consistently receptive to God, knowing that from it will flow at least a bit of wisdom and a lot of defiant hope to be shared joyfully with our contemporaries, many of whom think that the Christmas season ended on December 25th. Let us be the reminders that the season started then, and now we are continuing the celebration as public witnesses, like Anna, to the breathtaking and ongoing Christmas mystery of Emmanuel, God with us.